Hey everybody, Colt here. Thanks for stopping by and checking out our podcast. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, be sure to check out our website, draftdive.com, or follow us on Twitter, @draftdive and @_ColtWilliams. Now, enjoy the episode.
Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of the Draft Dive Fantasy Football Podcast. We are going to be bringing you starts and sits for this week 4 of the NFL and fantasy season. I'm Jonah, joined always by my co-host Colt. Colt, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jonah. We just wrapped up Thursday Night Football, getting to watch that. What'd you think of the game? I mean, half of it, I guess.
Well, a good game. You know, the Lions obviously come out of this looking better. I didn't think the Packers looked terrible. I don't think they looked as bad as the score made it look. But yeah, the Lions seem to be the team on the rise here. But the Packers, not a terrible team, not a bad team.
Yeah, the first half, as you mentioned, it was just kind of, I remember seeing it on the ticker there. It said something like they had -1 total yards. It was pretty bad. The first half was pretty boring. I think they were down like 27-3 or that to start the game. It wasn't too pretty. I started Aaron Jones thinking I was going to get a little bounce back game. I didn't think he was going to be on a snap share. I thought it was just Christian Watson, but yeah, it turns out he just got me about 2 fantasy points, so a bit of a bummer. I digress. So let's get into the starts of the week. I'm going to start off with my quarterback. I'm going to go with this guy here, Russell Wilson versus the Bears. Not a game I'm really looking forward to as far as his watching. 2 pretty miserable offenses, teams in general. But the Bears have allowed the 4th most fantasy points via the pass so far this season. They're allowing an average of about 20 fantasy points per game to the quarterback. Wilson's coming off of back-to-back 300-plus yard passing games and averaging 2 touchdowns. I love the matchup, and hopefully they can get Marvin Mims, the electric rookie wide receiver, worked in just a little bit. That's my start of the week for quarterback.
Yeah, you know, he always seems to put up numbers. They may not be great. It may be a little ugly, as we've said before, but he's good for, what, probably 240, 250, and a couple touchdowns per game.
Yeah, certainly a safe pick, I think. But I think he also has a little bit of upside. Get right game after what Miami just...
Yeah, you would think so, and we'll see if they're able to do that or not. I'm going with Seattle's quarterback, Geno Smith. I think Geno has a good game on the road at New York. I think it's going to be a little higher scoring than people think, due in part to Seattle's defense as well as New York's defense. So in a game that may turn into a bit of a shootout, I'm liking Geno Smith this week.
Yeah, I like that pick. It's funny you say Seattle's defense, because I remember when it was week 1, we were kind of brainstorming where we thought their defense was, and it's not looking like what we thought. So yeah, definitely a great matchup there. I kind of like Danny Dimes versus Seattle. Yeah, I mean, Geno Smith, great quarterback start of the week here. On to running back with a guy here, somebody I'm not really proud to be starting, but I think if you're in a pinch and the running back landscape says, Alexander Mattison versus the Panthers. Just had one of the best bad performances I think I've seen in a game. If you just look at the box score, you say, okay, yeah, he had a pretty good game. Watched any of the actual game itself, I think it was multiple fumbles, drops, weird plays that just didn't get counted because of flags. And so he kind of got saved from a few of those. They played the Chargers there in week 3. Now against the Panthers, who have allowed the third most fantasy points to the running back position here in week four. According to fantasy points data, Alexander Mattison is the second in expected fantasy points so far in the season. Basically, what that's saying is he's the bell cow for the team. Compare that to other players. Like, he's getting the rushing share and the target share from the running back room. I know he was getting stuffed quite a bit. You know, he played Tampa, he played Philly, both good run defenses here in week one and two. He's getting 100% of the goal line work too, which is exactly what you want to see out of your running back. So Alexander Mattison versus the Panthers, I think he's a lock for about a mid RB2 running back here this week.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad pick at all. So I feel like this was also the first game Mattison got enough carries to try and get into any kind of a rhythm. Running backs need carries, so he hasn't been getting them. And the combination there is that he hasn't been putting up any kind of numbers. He looked pretty good last week. I do know the fumble due to him being his forward progress being stopped, and then I believe another fumble that was recovered. So yeah, the entire Vikings team needs to work on hanging on to the ball and just not turning it over in general. But I wouldn't be too surprised to see Mattison have a decent rest of the year, honestly. Just, he's a north-south runner. He's usually good receiving the ball. The drops have been surprising. So, yeah, I'm still a believer in Alexander Mattison. So.
Yeah, and if you're not, I mean, I think this game right here, somebody out there who has Alexander Mattison, not a believer, if this is another good game, I mean, you've got back-to-back good games, maybe you ship them off in that game. You're not a believer. But yeah, I'm right there with you. He's got the workload, certainly. I'm not too scared of Cam Akers.
No, I wouldn't be. So looking here, I was trying to find some running backs, and there were some surprising running backs who were pretty low in the ratings, and I'm going to take a shot at one in a game that I think turns out a lot different than what people think. And that's the Breece Hall from the Jets. And they're going to be playing Kansas City. And I don't think it's going to turn out different in that the Chiefs aren't going to win. But I think the Jets are going to try and really focus on their ground game. I mean, no matter who the quarterback is, I think the game plan going into Kansas City is try and keep the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands. So I think they feed Breece Hall quite a bit and try and make it a kind of a drawn out defensive type of game where they try and control the time of possession.
Yeah, I mean, every game starts 0-0 and you want to get all kind of worked in. I mean, that's exactly where you need to start. Teams try to do that all the time. I mean, keep Mahomes on the bench, keep him cold, just don't let him get onto the field because we've seen it numerous times. He doesn't need much time to drive the ball down the field. So, yeah, I like that pick there. I'm curious of where you stand kind of on his rankings. I'm going to give you just a few players' names here. Let me know if you'd go kind of Breece Hall or this other player.
For this week?
For this week, yeah, just for this week. Okay. Let's go Breece Hall versus Kansas City. So Najee Harris
versus Najee Harris.
Yeah, I think the Houston. But another player who's been underperforming. What about a Damian Pierce in that same matchup?
I would have Breece ahead of him.
I got Breece ahead of him. Yeah, it's the upside. I mean, we saw that he was explosive in week one. It's not that he isn't. It's just the carry count, right? And them being down in games. That's yeah. You know, sometimes a little bit of a scare there.
Yeah, but hopefully, well, at least for their sake, hopefully that the game plan of pounding the rock is semi-successful for them.
Yeah, certainly. I'm going on to a guy here. I'm going to my start of the week for wide receiver with Adam Thielen versus the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Got a little bit of a revenge game here for the wide receiver 7 on the year. I would like him a little bit more. I'd be certainly more confident in this pick if it was Andy Dalton, who just slung the ball 58 times. But it looks like it is going to be Bryce Young that's starting. So that's, like I said, a bit of a bummer. At this point of his career, Bryce Young's career, Andy Dalton is the better quarterback. So, yeah, I mean, the Vikings have allowed the fifth most fantasy points to receiving options so far this season. I'm pretty excited for Adam Thielen. He's done well with what he's had so far. And Jonathan Mingo still limited in practice with concussion protocol. So if anything, that just filters a few more targets, full-time player not being on, if Mingo.
Yeah, definitely a revenge game. I don't think there's a lot of bad feelings between the two, but still, you always want to look good against your old team. So yeah, I'd say, they're certainly using Thielen. As you said, he's the wide receiver 7 on this season, so he's getting plenty of use. The Vikings' pass defense hasn't been great. It seems like a pretty good matchup to me.
Yeah, I mean, they'll have to, it's the defense for the Vikings, right? I mean, it's weird because Kirk Cousins been great. I think he's 2nd overall in fantasy points so far this season, and they're 0-3. It's just, they're putting up points, kind of. We knew there was going to be a swing like this, right? Because last year, I think it was like 11 or 12 games where they won by one score, and it was just insane. So it's got to regress to the mean, and kind of what we're seeing here this year.
Yeah, I mean, really, I would say even more than the defense, the turnovers are absolutely what killed the Vikings through 3 games. They had a legitimate shot at beating Philadelphia if they clean up their turnovers, so. Nope, but I'm going to a guy we've actually also talked about quite a bit, Tank Dell. This guy is still kind of lower on the ratings list. I know it seems like he would be an automatic start at this point, but I think people are still starting their big names over him, and I think it's time to kind of recognize Tank Dell. He's here. Pittsburgh does have a tough defense, but they're also probably going to win that game, and you would think semi going away just means more passing, more throws to Tank Dell. You know, doesn't matter if the quarterback gets sacked or whatever. Hey, doesn't go against Tank Dell's stats.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I love the pick. Somebody I got off waiver wire here this week, and I'm throwing him right into my lap. Confidence. He's the emerging player. We've seen Nico Collins for 2 years, and I think he just had a down game. I think there's still more Nico Collins to go around. But, it's Nico Collins. It's Tank Dell. Robert Woods kind of getting aged out. So, yeah, I'm totally, totally fine playing. My tight end start of the week here. So just a little transparency. Jonah and I had to kind of reschedule when we were going to do this. And I had Luke Musgrave as my start of the week. I was pretty confident with him. If you watch the Green Bay tight ends this week, they did okay. And Luke Musgrave is better than him. So, it's a little disappointing to see that he got concussed pretty early in the game. But I'm going to audible. I'm going to go to another guy here. Going to Dalton Kincaid, rookie tight end for the Bills versus the Dolphins. This is the game of the week. Wish it was a primetime game. See a little bit more of it. But highest over-under of the week. He's running the same number of routes as Dawson Knox. I think he has just 2 routes less on the season. So if you're worried about him, Dalton Kincaid's taking over. Miami's allowed the 7th most fantasy points to the tight end position so far in the season, which these numbers, like I said, can be a little skewed. We're not super far into the season. It's just weeks, but Kincaid is taking over, and I think this is where he gets his first touchdown.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of throwing of the football. So taking anyone basically in the passing games from Buffalo or Miami, not a terrible strategy this week at all. I am surprised that Kincaid's had that good of timeshare. I knew that, but I did think that the veteran would hang on a little more. just due to veterans being able to hold off young tight ends throughout history, I guess. But no, I like, I mean, Miami's corners are also the, you know, really, really talented. So it might make sense to, for Buffalo to try and game plan more in the middle, more against the linebackers to the tight end as well. So yeah,
I like it. Yeah. I mean, Dawson Knox, and Dalton Kincaid, I mean, Knox has ran more routes, but he has less targets. So I got a question for you. They're 53.5 point over under, which side you taking?
Let me see. I'll take the over.
I'm going to take the over too. Yeah, I think that's negative money. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting game for sure.
I just really quick double check where the game was to make sure, because if it's in Buffalo, you never know. You could get a snow.
I think it's in Miami.
It is in Miami, so I'm guessing nice weather, not a torrential downpour. So, yeah. Those two teams can score some points. For my tight end start of the week, you know, it was kind of tough trying to find someone here, but I think I'm going to go with David Njoku, the Cleveland tight end. I think they employ, I guess, a shorter passing game and more of a running game against Baltimore here. And I think that could lead to Njoku finding the end zone for his first time and maybe racking up more catches than normal.
Yeah, I like it. I like a lot of the Browns, actually. I think there's a world where the Elijah Moore, Amari Cooper, and Njoku have. Watson's kind of getting into a rhythm. Last week was a get-right game. Had him as my start of the week there. And my EST of the week, defense of the week, I'm going with the Bengals versus the Titans. Titans, okay. Yeah, it may sound like a give me, but the Titans have scored the fewest total touchdowns so far on the season. Scored just three. Played three games, to give you some insight there. There isn't anyone on the Titans that I'm starting with confidence, so that should tell you kind of how I think of Bengals. It's not necessarily that they're a great defense, it's just the lack of offense there from the Titans. You're kind of poking them with a stick saying do something. Tannehill, he's averaging 182 passing yards, 0.3 touchdowns and interception per game so far on the season. King Henry, I think he's been dethroned. I'm not sure who's taken the seat so far. Maybe Raheem Mostert just for the first 3 weeks, but yeah, I you know, he's gotten up from his chair, he's walked away. I don't think he's washed by any means, but he is averaging the lowest yards per carry so far of his career. This has been, he's 3.2. D-Hop, he's at a career low yards per catch. His route tree is turning into like a little route bush. He's not, you know, we see this often with wide receivers. They tend to change their game once they, you know, kind of get faded out from how athletic they were early on in their career. I'm not buying it. The Titans offense is in shambles. It's the Bengals defense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, the Titans offense is not very good. That's kind of what you can pretty much say about them. But what about this one? What about the Titans defense versus the Bengals?
Okay.
The Titans defense has been surprisingly good. They're the ones, you know, kind of keeping them semi-competitive as a football team, clearly, because their offense isn't doing it. So what about the Titans versus a struggling Joe Burrow?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. Yeah, it's the, you know, the half thing where he's been mobilized. We know Joe Burrow is good, obviously, but it's had to play, you know, it changes game. And where the Titans are strong is their defensive front. They can be, you know, they're kind of a pass funnel. They'll allow you to pass on them, which is a little scary with obviously Joe Burrow there. But, yeah, I mean, he's going to have to pick them apart, or he's going to, you know, he's in the pocket a little too long. So I like that. I mean, we have to see something out of Joe Burrow here. But, yeah, if there was a game for it to happen, it could be here. A little scary because, you know, it's just I had a look at it the other day. Me and my buddy were talking about it. I didn't know Joe Burrow was the quarterback 30 on the season. So
Yeah, that sounds about right. He has done very little. I mean, it's surprising how little he's done fantasy-wise.
Yeah, I think he's sandwiched between Ryan Tannehill, and Zach Wilson. Yeah, that's not where we thought Joe Burrow was going to be when you drafted a probably a top six, top seven quarterback on the season. Definitely drafted in every league. Let's
Yeah,
go.
he a surprise.
Yeah, certainly. Now, let's go on to our sits of the week. I'm going with the quarterback here. When I say sits of the week, sometimes I temper your expectations. That's sometimes what you can say. You may not have a better option to play, but I am going with quarterback Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson versus the Browns. The Browns defense is legit. They rank first against quarterbacks, second against running backs. You can call Lamar whatever you want. I'm not sure how he gets it done. The Browns, their offense has been struggling in general as far as the Ravens go. It's not a matchup I'm super excited for. Normally, I have some confidence in Zay Flowers, rookie wide receiver for them, but him and Mark Andrews are basically running the same routes. They're running the short stuff. They're not using Zay Flowers deep, which we saw him do when he was in Boston College. So it's these things like that that scare me a little bit. I'm not sure who's going to be their deep threat. Is that Aguilar? Yeah, I'm not sure how they beat the Browns. It's gonna be a tough matchup.
Definitely going to be a tough matchup for the Ravens offense. I think maybe trying to get Bateman more involved than he's been is would be my personal I guess game plan to try and beat the Browns, to try and have a more effective offense versus the Browns. They have not been using Rashad Bateman, and just having someone of his size out there might be able to kickstart him. But no, it's going to be a tough game for Lamar and the Ravens because Cleveland is absolutely legit and Cleveland's at home too.
Yeah,
So.
and Bateman and Odell Beckham have both they've missed practice all week, so
Yeah,
not pretty.
it's tough. So, I thought about having Lamar as my sit of the week for basically the same for the same reasons. I absolutely believe in Cleveland's defense. I tell you whose defense I believe in too, though, is Tennessee's and Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's my sit of the week. You actually brought up some stats about him, how he's 30th. He's on a couple of my teams, so I'm not surprised by that because he's not putting up any fantasy points. I know he's Joe Burrow, but he's the 30th best fantasy football quarterback.
Yeah.
He's bigger than Ryan Tannehill and Zach Wilson. Is that it?
That's who he's sandwiched between. That's not a sandwich you want to take a bite of.
Oh, so he's actually worse than Ryan Tannehill,
He
right?
is. Yeah. Sam Howell, who's been sacked league high number of times, he's above him. Joshua Dobbs, like there's a ton of names that you never think that were Joe Burrow. But yeah, it is
This
not very
isn't the
pretty.
week that he gets right. Tennessee's too tough on defense. Joe Burrow struggles. It sounds crazy, but I'm looking for alternate options.
Yeah, so let's speak with the people here real quick. So if you've got Joe Burrow, you look at the name, it's like, okay, I'm not benching him. But he's put you through misery for the past 3 weeks. What are some other options that you so your start of the week? Go there over Joe Burrow?
I mean the thing is, I might start most quarterbacks over Joe Burrow this week. I mean, are we really confident that he gets to, I don't know, what, 220 and a touchdown? So basically anyone you think who's gonna do better than that, I'd strongly consider starting over him.
You'd start like a CJ Stroud versus
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Well, I like Pittsburgh's defense a lot, but Stroud is also what, second in yardage? I
Yeah,
mean,
he's up there, top
Stroud
five for
is
sure.
going to get, yeah, disrespected in your for what he does. I mean, your start Russell, you got to figure he's good for a couple of quarter or a couple of touchdowns. I mean, just most, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't see how most quarterbacks don't outperform him.
it is tough. It reminds me of the Justin Fields situation. who has more fantasy points than Joe Burrow, and he's looked awful, not only from an NFL perspective, but from a fantasy perspective. And these guys were drafted pretty close in fantasy drafts. What I'm doing, if I have Justin Fields, I have Joe Burrow, I'm trying, if I can, to set them on the bench, here, and I want to see something out of them. And then when something does happen, when they have a good game, I say, okay, cool. And I don't have to, drop into waivers, thing like that. I've already got them. Now I'll be a little more confident. Got their step back. They've got things game planned going forward, and that's what I'm doing. But yeah, I'd like to audible if possible. Patience.
Yeah, it's shocking that this is what it's come to, but it's kind of time to face reality with Joe Burrow, and I have to do it myself on fantasy, so I get it. It's tough.
Certainly, certainly. Sometimes you have to disconnect the heartstrings from, in the name, from the stats. If you just looked at the stats, would you be starting this guy?
Yeah.
Did that, you'd know. So I'm going to go on to another person here. I'm going to my running back sit of the week. I'm going Brian Robinson versus the Eagles. He's the running back 7 on the year, and I like him going forward. But he ran into a roadblock last week with the Bills. He's running into an even stronger roadblock here with the Eagles. They've given up the fewest fantasy points to the running back position. We saw him last week just get game scripted out of the game completely. I mean, the snap share percentage between him and Antonio Gibson was 35-65 split in Gibson's favor. I mean, because they were down immediately from the start. I don't see how the Eagles don't do the same thing to the Commanders. Yeah, I'm not excited about Brian Robinson. There are a lot of other running backs I would start over.
Yeah, no, that's a good pick. I mean, I think one of the reasons too is number one, the Eagles do get up on teams. That's what very talented teams do. They have had some injuries in their secondary as well, which I think has led to teams trying to pass against them even more than they normally would because D-line and linebackers, I believe, are relatively healthy, but with the secondary injured, it's time to go and try and pick on some second stringers out there. So, yeah, makes sense to me.
Yeah, I would for like instance, because he is a running back 7, so people have had him plugged into their lineups. Some other names that I would go over him, like a Najee Harris versus Houston, I would take over him. Even the same running back in that matchup, Jaylen Warren versus Houston, I would start over Brian Robinson this week. And this one might be a little bit of a stretch, but Khalil Herbert, I think that one's gonna, I don't think that one's going to be possible to do. You're going to look at both the players and how they've been performing and not do that. But I would be, it's very close to give you an idea of where I have Brian Robinson ranked here.
Yeah. Yep, pretty low down. Now, I have a guy number two in the league in rushing yards. So, sounds like he's doing pretty good. But James Cook. So, I think sitting James Cook in the against Miami for the reasons that we've already talked about, this game turning into a shootout through the air may prevent Buffalo from running the ball like they'd like to, and possibly basically abandoning the run if they need to keep up in a shootout. So even though he's looked good, I would sit James Cook this week.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I mean I like James Cook. He's could get to a passing situation, kind of boat racing these two teams. Yeah, I think it's gonna be really tough. Just like Brian Robinson, right? I guess running back 7, here on the season. I think James Cook might be higher, but yeah, it's gonna be tough for, somebody of that caliber for you to sit. He's running back 14. Yeah, in a game where they expect to, do a, score a whole bunch of points. He also doesn't have a touchdown on the season, running back 14. Crazy. But
Yeah, number two in rushing yardage.
yeah, it's very interesting for James Cook if you can sit him. But as we kind of discussed, the running back situation, there's some leagues where I'm starting Justice Hill, who I don't think has logged a practice yet, so I might have to audible from him. So the running back landscape, not very pretty. What also is not very pretty is my wide receiver sit of the week. I am going with a player I love, but he has somebody attached to him who I don't love. Going with Garrett Wilson, Jets wide receiver versus the Chiefs. The Chiefs have allowed the fifth fewest fantasy points so far on the season to wide receivers. Pair that with Zach Wilson, who's averaging 155 passing yards per game. I don't see a way how he gets this done. I mean, Wilson will continue to be the target leader, but that hasn't accounted for much. Jonah, I got a question for you. How many double-digit target weeks do you think Garrett Wilson has had?
I mean, my guess would be maybe one.
He has zero so far in the season. I mean, what are you doing, Zach Wilson? If you're not targeting, multiple times, it's that's why he has 155 passing yards per game so far this season. So yeah, Garrett Wilson is a sit for me. I mean, Tank Dell, your start of the week. There are a lot of other people I would go over him. It's a name. I like him all season long, and you could even say that he got it done with Zach Wilson last year. Well, it was a lot of Mike White. There's some Joe Flacco thrown in. I'm not playing the name game. A Courtland Sutton, I would start over him. Like I said, Tank Dell, DJ Moore, these are all players I would certainly start over Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, well, you would think they'd be looking his way, but clearly they're not. I don't know what Zach Wilson. I've always kind of been a Zach Wilson believer, so I'm not sure, but it's been tough so far this year for him too. And yeah, I guess he needs to put it all together, but until he does, it's tough sledding for his receivers.
Yeah, certainly. And I mean, they're bringing in Trevor Siemian, which, is like, I'm not going to say he's an upgrade by any means, but it's just like to give you an idea, that's what they're kind of thinking right now. Hey, we need to move it along.
Yeah, I've heard Simeon's name mentioned, which just makes me chuckle because
He's very
I've
bad.
seen Trevor Siemian play.
Yeah, he looks like a Northwestern quarterback. He's not a pretty.
He hasn't been great. Gosh. All right, I guess we'll move on here to my sit of the week. And my sit of the week is going to be a guy who's pretty hot right now, Mike Evans. So Mike Evans has been doing pretty darn well in the fantasy landscape so far. I actually think that game versus New Orleans is more of a defensive battle. With that, I just look to it to be lower scoring, and maybe this is the week that Mike Evans kind of it just isn't Mike Evans week, basically.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I it's funny you bring that up because I was looking at his previous matchups, where they played New Orleans, because he usually gets the Marshon Lattimore treatment. And yeah, I mean, some of his previous matchups, he got 7 points, 7 points, I 11 point game. I mean, that came with a touchdown. 1 point, like, gets shut out when he plays New Orleans for the most part. An 8 point game. It's typically pretty 6 points. Like he's, it's not the prettiest sight. We see it all the time. He gets kind of locked down there. It could sneakily be a Chris Godwin game, but there is a world where Baker Mayfield takes risk and feeds Evans, as he's kind of been doing. I think he has 28 targets on the season, almost 10 targets a game. Far so. But he's also caught a touchdown every single game, so that's kind of boosted his, wide receiver five start
Yeah,
of the season.
touchdowns really help those fantasy stats. So, I mean, it's always possible he pulls one off this week too. It's just, I would say, less likely.
Yeah, New Orleans has been his kryptonite thus far. Let's go on to a tight end here that is like a fringe starter tight end. So you may have picked him up off waivers, based off his performance last week, or he's kind of building a rapport. I'm going with Jake Ferguson, Cowboys tight end versus the Patriots. The Patriots have allowed just 7 catches so far to the tight end position through 3 weeks. Ferguson has kind of made a name for himself as a starting tight end, of the Cowboys, which has been in, you know, years past, the Jason Witten, the Dalton Schultz, been a very nice position to be, tight end for. And he's playing well ahead of rookie tight end Luke Schoonmaker. But Ferguson, playing against the Pats, I don't know how he possibly gets that done.
Yeah, the Pats seem to be a tough tight end matchup, seem to be strong against the tight end. We've talked about them and their defense before, kind of. We would similarly attack the outside cornerbacks instead of trying to take it against the center of the defense with the linebackers. So part of it's that, and hey, part of it's just that New England seems to be good at defending a tight end. So
yeah, 4 fantasy points is what they've allowed so far.
Yeah, that's impressive. Now, this sit is again a tamper your expectations more than a sit, I guess, because if you have him, it's going to be hard to sit him. But Mark Andrews. So Mark Andrews going, we talked about that Cleveland game, even though it's a short passing game, I just think it's going to be a low scoring matchup. Could be tough for Baltimore's offense all around, and, you know, less of a chance for touchdowns with less scoring in the game. Just bring your expectations for stud tight end Mark Andrews down to kind of a low starting tight end expectations.
Yeah, certainly. And just as you mentioned, you're lowering your expectations. You're not setting him. It's not, it's not going to be possible for you to do that. But another team who's also only allowed 7 receptions so far on the season. It's not a pretty matchup. I love the Browns. Their defense is just, it's one of those defenses, in fantasy drafts where you just kind of punted on defense. You picked them up and you said, oh, wow, okay. Well, it looks like I've got something every single week to, to start here. Kind of fell into that. So that's pretty nice.
Yep, absolutely. They're tough and talented on defense.
Yeah. Now, here's the defense here. Once again, we talked about tempering expectations. I'll tell you a little story with this here as well, but my defense set of the week is the Bills versus the Dolphins. Kind of talked about it. The Dolphins, I'm going to go ahead and say it, they're probably the best offense in football here in 2023. And they're playing the Bills. Yeah, they have to be. And the Bills are, depending on your format, either the first or second DST on the season. It's going to be tough, obviously, if you can audible. You don't really want to drop that, defense to the waivers. They've kind of gotten you here. But if you look at the Bills matchups, who they've played, it is a little inflated. They've played the Jets, the Raiders, and Washington. Where Washington, they got 33 points in a lot of basic setting formats, which is just saying it's a league-winning type of performance. So it's a little bit inflated. But they run into Miami here. Absolute buzzsaw. You could very well see your defense getting negative points, here in this divisional matchup. I'm not too excited for it. Like I said, a little bit of a story with it. My barber, actually, it's his first season of fantasy football, and he was texting me. He said, hey, Colt, like, I have the Bills defense. Do I drop a player? And he had to drop, like, Jordan Addison. It's a smaller league, like an 18-team league. But he was like, do I drop Jordan Addison or Chris Godwin to pick up, like, another defense? And funny enough, I was kind of like, no, that, it's maybe, like, those players are good, but, it's a smaller league. So, I recommended Chris Godwin because I thought Jordan Addison maybe had higher upside and Godwin's not been playing up to par. But funny enough, so he ended up dropping Godwin. He didn't tell me what defenses were available. The Browns defense was sitting there on waivers the entire time. And I'm just like, what kind of league is this? What are you doing? And so a defense that is allowed 3 points to the Bengals, 14 points to Pittsburgh, and 3 points to Tennessee. Maybe they've had a little bit of an easy matchup to start the season too. But yeah, I was like, how did you pick them up, play them?
Yeah, that's those interesting leagues, I guess, that are out there.
they're everywhere.
My defense, and again, look, they're an automatic start. They're an automatic start this week. It's going to sound a little crazy, but I just think they're not going to put up the kind of performance people are expecting, and that's San Francisco. So San Francisco is not going to shut out Arizona with 10 sacks and 5 turnovers and 2 touchdowns. They're going to give up some points. They'll get a, you know, Joshua Dobbs being more of a mobile quarterback hurts their sack numbers. It's still an easy start and an automatic start, but don't count on the Niners to win your fantasy football week for you this week.
Yeah, it could very well be one you want to temper your expectations. The highest spread of the week, it's I think the 49ers are 14-point, so a 2 touchdown, one of the biggest spreads I've seen, but a 14-point favorite here for versus the Cardinals. We just saw them, you know, and maybe it's a little bit on the injuries that kind of happened in the week there for the Cowboys, but. Yeah, we just saw, you know, the Cardinals kind of have their way with the Cowboys, whose defense has been far on the season. Diggs, but yeah, the 49ers, this game may be a little closer. I would take the points on this because I think it's Debo's kind of banged up. Ayuk, I'm not, you know, certain that he's going to be playing. Certainly got some injuries there on the, I say that on the offensive side. But it may keep the game close enough where defenses, they're not going to have to necessarily keep it in Joshua Dobbs' hands every single time. They can get James Conner out there. And he's been electric. Yeah, temper expectations with 49ers if you.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, you
Well,
want to go ahead and sign us off here, Jonah? What do we got? We got waivers going next week, which I'm pretty excited for because you know we'll be able to help you guys out with that. You know we got bye weeks. Bye weeks are coming up, so you'll have to have your bye week fill-ins. You are, you know, if you can, go ahead and grab some people if you see you got a couple of bye weeks. What I like to do with my bye weeks, pro tip, is once they start happening, I'll trade for players who have had their bye week, so I basically get one extra week out of that player. That, but.
yeah, no, waiver wire's coming up. Should be posted on Wednesday, or I'm sorry, on Tuesday. And yeah, buys and everything. Who, you know, international games coming up. It's just more, always more football.
Yeah, which I hate those international games, especially here living on the West Coast. It's, you know, it's 6:30 a.m. is when I have to get up and double check, make sure nobody's inactive. I don't think there's anybody who's like kind of questionable in that game, but at least think of. But yeah, it's just I'm like, man, 30 really? It's kind of cool because you get football literally all day, but you're starting your day before the sun is. So yeah, not
Yeah,
something I'm.
definitely tough on the West Coast.
Yeah, that's something I'm getting used to still here. But yeah, I mean, if you guys want to go ahead, also don't forget, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Draft Dive and at underscore Colt Williams. Also check out the website draftdive.com for all new articles and podcasts is posted there as well. Anything else, Jonah?
No, just feel free to send us any questions that you have, and we'll get to those as well. But yeah, for this week 4 fantasy football show from Draft Dive, I'm Jonah.
I'm Colt.
And thank you very much for listening.